In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. You may be seated. And so we welcome the Wathen and the Ortstadt families this morning. And there may be another last name or two in there too, I don't know. But you're certainly welcome here. A great honor to baptize little Charlie this morning and to welcome her into the kingdom of God. And we pray that you will teach her the Christian way, the scriptures, the Bible stories, take her to Sunday school and church, and you go with her, Dean, you and Ashley, through the years, and teach her the ways of God. For she is a child of God. She is a member of the kingdom of God. She has been born again. She was spiritually dead this morning. Before I became a pastor, at such an event, my pastor made the announcement to the congregation, something like this. Well, when this little one came in here this morning, she was a heathen. And everybody gasped. But a heathen is an unbeliever, and one who's spiritually dead. She was spiritually dead, and now she's spiritually alive. That means she has faith in Christ. The Holy Spirit lives in her, resides in her. She is God's child. And I've said it in a little bit of counseling we had the other day. You'll never give your child a greater gift than the one you just gave her. Cars, college education, houses, doesn't matter. It's the greatest gift you will ever give her. So congratulations. I hope you remember this day all through your life and hers. Well, you heard it in the scriptures. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. What is the fear of the Lord? Is fear of the Lord really fear and trembling? Or is it just a healthy respect for God? Well, when God called Moses to Mount Sinai to give the Ten Commandments, the people stood at a distance for a reason. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. It's from Exodus 20. Seems to me, no, it more than seems to me from that passage, that the fear of God is fear and trembling. A fear of God so great that it acts as a deterrent to sin. Luther said that when we speak of the fear of the Lord, we speak of terror, T-E-R-R-O-R, as we contemplate our guilty status before Him as sinners. In the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, Article 12 on penitence, these are the two chief works of God and men, to terrify and to justify and quicken the terrified. These two works of God are verified throughout Scripture. One work is the law, which reveals, denounces, and condemns sin. The other work is the gospel, that is, the promise of grace, undeserved pardon that is granted to us in Christ. The two works of God also appear in the lives of saints. Jesus verifies that the fear of the Lord is terror when he said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And the one who can destroy the body and the soul in hell is God, not the devil, as some believe. God created hell for the devil and those who follow him. That includes demons and humans who follow him. Satan and those who follow him will be cast into a lake of fire. The devil will not be in charge of hell. He will be punished in hell. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. Fear of destruction of body and soul. So, now that we have established that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, as the words say, let us look at the remainder of the verse. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For to know the Holy One is to know God as one who punishes sin, but it is also to know God as a God of mercy who forgives sin. It is this God who promised a Savior to Adam and Eve after they sinned in Genesis 3:15. They became afraid, and they hid behind a tree when they heard him walking in the garden. They were back there in fear and trembling. It is this God of mercy who put a mark on Cain to keep people from killing him. It is this God of mercy of whom Moses spoke when he told the people not to be afraid. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, all right, but it also is the knowledge of the Holy One, the Lord of mercy, who is Jesus Christ himself. The knowledge of Jesus, the Holy One, leads to true insight. Peter, you see, had been given this insight. Peter had begun to know the Holy One himself, Jesus of Nazareth. Peter, you see, had been put through the wringer. Peter, along with James and John, had been terrified by what they saw on the Mount of Transfiguration when they saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus. Peter would be rightly terrified when Jesus told him, "Get behind me, Satan." And he would again be terrified when he realized that he had denied knowing Jesus three times the night before he was crucified. Peter had come to know that the Lord, who is wrathful over sin, is also merciful to those who repent of their sin. Peter had come to know the Holy One of God, even Christ Jesus himself. Peter had gained insight through the Holy One that God is merciful. And when Jesus had spoken some hard sayings to his followers, many of his disciples left him. The hard sayings were more than they could bear. I mean the Jews who were forbidden from eating certain types of meat and forbidden from drinking blood in any form to hear these words, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." There's no mention here of this being a parable. There's no mention here of this being representative in some sense. "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." For the Jews, these were hard sayings to hear. Jesus asked Peter and the other 11 disciples, "Do you want to go away as well?" But Peter, you see, had the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Holy One, which is true insight. God who punishes sin also forgives sin. And Peter answered with words we know well, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." There were many in Jesus' time who did not have the fear of God or the knowledge of the Holy One, which is true insight. And things are no different today. Many don't fear God, even within so-called Christianity. They consider God to be kind of a little fuzzy father, like a big teddy bear. But dear ones, God's holiness demands that sin be punished. God is repulsed by our sin. He demands that sin be punished. And that would be accomplished in the one whom we call the Holy One of God, even Jesus Christ our Lord. God punished his Son for the sins of the whole world. And the knowledge of God and what he has done leads one into true insight. God reveals his mercy to a world of sinners through His Son. But many do not see. Many do not hear. This morning, we say the same thing that Peter said. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know, Lord Jesus, that You are the Holy One of God. Where can we possibly go, Lord? There's no place else to go. You have the words of eternal life, Lord Jesus. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Insight into God's mercy and forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. Lord, You have spoken to us through Your Word. Now come, Lord Jesus. Come to us in with and under the bread and wine, as You promised to do. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. For You are the Holy One of God. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.